Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. The way the sound works in the game is so great because when you present the right piece of evidence in court, the music drops out completely, so you know you've done the right thing. And I think that's such an effective way to design the game, because it's like, when I hear the music drop, I can just feel that, like, yes, I did it. I actually presented the right thing. And then if you present something and the music continues, you're like, oh, God damn it, I have to reload my save because I want that full health bar. I want to be looking at a full health bar the entire time.
Or you present something and then the health bar doesn't go away.
Yes.
It's just flashing. You know you made a mistake.
Yeah, that's another thing. The health bar slides away when you present the correct piece of evidence. It's like they put a lot of detail into just the sound design and the visual design of just this very basic static text and very simple graphical images of these characters that don't have a lot of animations because they were constrained by the, you know, size of the Game Boy Advance cartridge these games shipped on. So the way these work out is that some cases are self-contained within the courtroom. I think in every game, the first case is just in the courtroom, and that is built into the game to let you know, like, well, this is how the game functions. This is how the main attraction, this is how this works. So the first chapter is usually the easiest and the shortest and will take place entirely in court. But other cases will have you going out into the field to investigate, to collect evidence, to talk to people and things like that. And that is what makes this a detective game, because for whatever reason, unexplained, Phoenix Wright, this is a defense attorney, has the same like power as the police in terms of sheer investigation. And yes, he does know a police officer, but he often oversteps the bounds of his like legal responsibility in terms of investigating these cases. I like how they don't explain it.
He messes with the crime scene a lot.
Yes.
And somehow he's allowed to. Apparently in Japan, prosecutors do have a lot of power and they can help with a crime scene investigation. Not so much attorneys, though.
Yeah, I didn't read up a lot on that. So one thing that I heard about when this game was new, when these games were newer, is that this is kind of like a satire about the state of criminal justice in Japan, which has a notorious conviction rate of like over 99%. I looked into that, and apparently the charitable interpretation of that is that prosecutors only take on 37% of arrest cases, which means they're just very selective about which cases they want to prosecute, because apparently they'll only take on a case if they know, like, we can get a guilty conviction, we can get a criminal sentence on this person. So that is the charitable explanation. But I know there are some messed up things about the Japanese criminal justice system. I mean, ours is awful. I'm not saying it's good in any way, but there are certain things that that I noticed in this game where no spoilers or anything, but I know in Japan that when a criminal is executed, because Japan has a death penalty, you don't know until much later. There's not like so-and-so executed on Tuesday at midnight or whatever. You find out later. It's not a public thing. So in one of these games, a character is executed and you don't find out until later, and it's a surprise. And that is like, that can only happen in Japan, because executions in America are very public. It, like, we know the date and the time it happens, and there's like a countdown, but that does not happen in Japan.
I wonder if it's just a cultural thing to like not announce a death right away, because not just with executions, I feel like anytime someone famous dies,
that
they don't
too.
Announce it until like a week or even like a month later.
It could be a cultural thing, it could just be a legal thing. I don't know the logistics of that, or you know, how it was written into law. But one thing about this game that is just never really commented upon is that I think They're playing with the justice system. They're saying, you know, it's so stacked against the defendants, often because the prosecutors are like these supervillains. But the characters don't comment on it. I think in the fourth, fifth, and sixth game, the second trilogy, they are commenting upon the law and how the law needs to change. And, you know, but in these first three games, it's just taken at face value. Like, this is just what we're in, and we're not going to comment on it at all.
The later games have the dark age of the law.
Yes. And I think the fourth game is like, oh, the jury system is going to change now, because it was also based on another thing happening in Japan at the time in the late aughts.
The third game is the first three games are just so much goofier and lighter in tone. I think when they re-released the first game with a new fifth case, that was when things started getting a little bit like darker and like more of a comment on the justice system. I've always loved how like the first three games were based in the very near future.
That
came out in like the 2000s, right? In the early 2000s, and the first game takes place in 2016.
Yeah, these games all take place 15 years in the future from their original release. So yeah, the first game takes place in the future year of 2016. But it's funny, like, it's never commented upon. It's never like, you know, oh, we're in the future and look, there's these future things. In fact, the technology that the characters use is of the early aughts. So for no reason that I can see, these games take place in the future. Maybe they're like, well, this is what law is like in the future, and that's how we're trying to explain this kind of wacky law system. But yeah, upon replaying these, I'm like, oh, right, yeah, this is the future of the early 2000s these games take place in.